providing vital hope to Christians in the Holy Land. That's the aim of a new national charity network launched in parishes and dioceses across the United Kingdom recently. The organisation is entitled Friends of the Holy Land, and it aims to provide invaluable financial, practical and spiritual support for the ever-decreasing numbers of Catholics living in Israel, Palestine and Jordan, grouped together under the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. The Patriarch himself, Fouad Twal, was in England for the launch of this important initiative, which has already received support from parishes, individuals and schools around the country. I spoke with Patriarch Twal here in Rome to find out more about the organisation and about his hopes for the Church in the Holy Land as it prepares to celebrate once again the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem. You were over in London recently for the launch of this new initiative, Friends of the Holy Land. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, the fact I was in London, Liverpool, Leeds, to meet even with the Bishop Conference, just to launch this good initiative done by some Friends of the Holy Land. We wanted to spread it in the parishes, to have the parish priest and many other friends involved in this good initiative. I think it started good because we have the support of the president of the Bishop Conference, the Archbishop of Leeds. He's there and he put all his influence to spread this initiative. What we ask from the friends is always what we asked before. First of all, prayer, because we still believe in the power of the prayers. To have, first of all, the peace that the Lord promised us, his peace, this spiritual dimension. We need it more than ever in the Holy Land for this time, this difficult time. Even I said them that after the visit of the Holy Father, on the ground, not many things are changed. We are the same situation, maybe worse. But for the speech of the Holy Father, we have this help to meditate, to see the message, make a program for our life in the parishes, priests and so on. It is okay. So first of thing, what we ask to our friends of the Holy Land is a prayer. Second thing that's more important, advocacy. Influence on the politics as much as possible. It is true that we receive many helps and we are grateful for these helps because really we need them and the people need them. But I can see I am a little bit afraid from these helps. I don't want to create a new status quo with these helps. They send help, we eat, we live, we do not die. But the situation is always the same. We don't want to manage the conflict, to run the conflict and to stay as we are. We want a solution for everybody, for the Jews, for the Arabs, for Muslims, Christians. We want a radical solution for more peace. Many helps come and we are grateful, but what we need more does not come. We need peace, just peace, right peace for everybody, for all the inhabitants of the Holy Land. The helps must not be like aspirin to calm our nerves. No, we want something radical for the conflict, to finish with the conflict, to finish with the wars, to finish with the mistrust, really, to live in peace, to live a normal life.
So you don't want to create, in other words, dependency on charitable projects, but what exactly, you're asking people to advocate for peace, what exactly can ordinary people in England and Wales do to help you with that?
Well, whether they can influence their politicians, we want a good politic, just politic, right politic, to know the truth and to see the truth and to make the possible to solve the problem radically, and so we can live in peace in a normal life, we and the Jews and the Muslims and everybody. We are not against anybody, we are against injustice, we are against oppression, we are against a situation which is not human, not Christian. So first of all, we need the prayer. Second, we need the advocacy. And third, we come back to the helps. If they can help with a small gesture, and any gesture is any gift is small or big according to the spirit with which it is done, with which it is given. And with this help, with the pilgrimage, with their visit, with their prayers, they give us the proof that we are not alone in this mission. We are not forgotten, not abandoned in the Holy Land. And that gives hope to the people. Having hope, having friends from outside help people to avoid the temptation of emigration, to stay, to say, there is hope, there is something moving, it works, and they can stay.
At the Patriarchate, you're very involved, aren't you, in practical projects trying to encourage young people particularly to stay. I'm thinking of housing projects that you're involved in.
We are involved, and even the Palestinian Authority, we have started just last time a new project, housing project, which means about 62 apartments for young people. This time we have for Christians and some Muslims, very few, but we have for all people, to give them this possibility to stay. And at the long term, they can pay it again, little by little. But with this, with all the help that we can give, there is something important from the side of the people, of the Christians. They must be aware that our presence is a mission, and any mission in this life must have problems, obstacles, cross, and so on. So they must be aware. Being there, it is not the same thing as being in London or in Rome. Being there means there is a cross to bear. We are the Church of the Golgotha. We know that, we accept that, and we go on with courage, with joy, with happiness, with hope, knowing that we have many friends of the Holy Land, yeah.
You mentioned the importance of pilgrimage for people to really come and see with their own eyes. What is the situation as we come up to Christmas now? What is the situation this year? Are there any improvements in the numbers of people coming?
Oh, from outside, there is the number is growing, thanks God. A lot of people are coming. Often I spend all the morning just receiving people on audience, all the morning, yeah. From all the Europe, from the States, from everywhere. Thanks God, they are coming more and more and more. The hotels were packed. And we try to let them know the situation, not easy situation, but in the same time, we try to give them good news, their number, the visit of the Holy Father, our seminary who is packed more than ever. We have good news in the same time. This year, by example, I had 4 new ordained priests. Before Christmas, I will ordain 4 deacons. Next year, 4 new priests, which means not everything is dramatic. Thanks God. From one side, there is the cross. From the other side, we have benediction, the graces, and reasons to be happy and to thank God.
Where do the new priests, the new deacons, come from? Are they mainly Jordanian?
All the seminary, mainly from Jordan, about 70-80% are coming from Jordan. I think the reason is maybe there is more stability, political stability, psychological stability. Even families, we have more families. The families with the 3, 4, 5, 6 children, still we have this in Jordan. Maybe the negative impact of immigration is less in Jordan than in Palestine. But when I say Jordan, we have to remember, we are still in the Patriarchate, we are still in the Holy Land, and most of our Christians in Amman are originally from Palestine. So we are still in the same situation, the same people, the same Holy Land. And I prefer them, if they have to emigrate, I prefer them to emigrate to Jordan, not to the Central America, Latin America. At least in Jordan, they are still under my pastoral care, under our control, our help. It is the Church, still the Church of the Holy Land.
What impact did the Pope's visit have? You're saying that it didn't change the political situation very much. What fruit did it bring?
Well, we have to remember that the visit was a pastoral visit. He was a good pastor. He came to see the flock, the Christians, the faithful. He met, he prayed with us, thanks God. He gave about 30 speeches in this occasion. Till now, we are meditating his speech, we are studying his speech, we are looking at the message that he wanted to give us and make a program for our life, pastoral life. So on the other side, he was a man of peace. between these two peoples in conflict, and he delivered a many speech for more peace, more solidarity, more reconciliation. He was a man of dialogue between us Christians in the Holy Land. When he visited the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate and the Armenian Patriarchate, and he invited us to more collaboration between us, at least between us Christians. So as a man of dialogue, something, as a man of peace, is something, as a pastor, something else, as a man of prayer, something. So we have to divide the many aspects of this pilgrimage to see where there is more and where there is less, where there is answer, where there is no answer. For the political situation, I think nothing changed on the ground. We are in the same situation like before. Until now, the bilateral commission is working, meeting, and so on and so on and so on. But I didn't see many changes.
Where are you looking for the solutions, though? Where are you really hoping that this impetus for peace, for trust, for dialogue will come from?
Really, I don't know, but I think the partners have a big role to play. And the first partner to play is Israel. Israel is the strongest. And I ask the strongest more than the weak partner to make more trust than the international community, especially the states, can play more. Europe can play more political role than what it's doing till now, financial help, leaving this political role as a monopole for Israel and for the states. I think many partners must play, and we need time, and we need education, and we need trust. And I think with the actual regime of Israel, it is more difficult now, because itself is not very strong as a regime. We hope, we still hope, we still pray.
You're looking ahead to a synod dedicated specifically to the Middle East, and you're already involved in some preparations for that. What can you tell us about it? What are your hopes for it?
Well, we are still in the same argument, because the idea of the synod came to His Holiness after his visit to the Holy Land, and he felt, he saw, he touched the problem that we are living there, whether between the peoples, Jews, Muslims, Christians, whether between the Christians ourselves, whether within the Catholics ourselves. He saw many weak points, and came the idea to launch this synod in the Middle East. It is a good, positive idea. We can say it is following the visit and the speech. We are happy to do it. All are informed. That's the second time that all the patriarchs of the Middle East are gathered here in Rome. We give the first schema, the first themes, arguments that we can discuss. The title in itself can indicate what we are willing to do.
What will the title be?
The title is Communion and Witness. Communion between us and between the others, and witness, to give witness with our life, with our conduct, with our institutions. It is nice if we can involve some friends from our sides, to the Middle East, some bishops, some experts from outside, But I can say that the Church of Jerusalem must play a big role, good role, in this process of peace and witness and communion. Jerusalem, the big mystery of Jerusalem, which gathers all believers, which separates all believers. I think Jerusalem is the key for peace. I think we have good elements in Jerusalem who can help us in this synod.
My thanks there to Patriarch Fuad Twal, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. And if you want to find out more about the new national network launched in the UK, you can find it at www.friendsoftheholyland.org.uk.